Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mully and Haw, live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Yoan crushes this ball. Left center field and off the warning track and the wall. He's going for two and thinking three. Moncada on his way to third. Throw over there is not in time.
Very good job of rotating by the umpire. Because this one split the gap.
Or did he? He said he was out. He had him out.
I thought he tagged him.
I thought he waved safe. Pardon me on that.
In real time, it looks to me like he might have gotten him, but
I thought he waved him safe, honestly, and let's see.
We'll take another look at it. No, he got him, and he actually got him. He got him by a great deal.
Horrible. Horrible. You know why? Because he don't have, he can see the ball right in front of him. Nobody out. Baseball, in my time, my baseball say you not be the first out or the last out at third base. The new era of baseball, nobody care, nobody worry about it. We just go play and do whatever we can do. And that was a very, very, very bad base running right there.
Struck him out on a fastball, and the Tigers win game number two of this series. And the Sox won't be able to clinch today, no matter what Cleveland does.
What are your thoughts on people who say, hey, if you're not playing great baseball right now in September, how are you going to flip the switch for the playoffs?
Well, you might remember 2005 when that particular World Series champion Sox team almost squandered their entire lead to the Indians. They were not playing good baseball. We know what happened. 11-1 later, you hoist the trophy. So, look, is everybody happy about how the White Sox have been playing? Probably not, but it has no bearing on the postseason.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. Our thanks to NBC Sports Chicago on the low lights. And, of course, you heard Ozzie Guillen talking about Moncada. We will talk to Ozzie in a little bit. And Steve Stone discussed the Sox struggles, and he's trying to get everyone to come off the ledge.
Yeah, referencing 2005 when the White Sox did struggle mightily in September, ended stronger than maybe the beginning of the month or middle of the month, and then obviously went on the run they did. I think people will point out the difference to them, to a lot of people, is that the starting pitching was more intact and maybe healthier going into that postseason than this one. And if Carlos Rodon were healthy, I think a lot of these concerns might be overstated. I'm not going to dismiss him either, but I do tend to agree with Stoney in that the postseason, you do hit reset. And I do think that there could be a lot different outcome if, say, Lance Lynn goes into Houston in game one, shuts down the Astros, which is conceivable, and the White Sox win 6-1. All of a sudden, we come in the next morning and we're like, whoa, yeah, well, you know what? There is no September hangover.
Yeah.
It is a new season, a new postseason. So I get what he's saying, and there's history to support it. Certainly, Tony La Russa will tell you all about 2011.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. That's true.
So,
I listen, the White Sox in 05 had a bad August, and then September they kind of turned it around. I don't know that you can say the same. I mean, they did. He's absolutely accurate about what he's saying. Here's the problem. I don't know that there's 11 games left, so I got to shut up. But it doesn't look like they're the same team They don't. They look like a shadow of what they were earlier in the year, even though everybody's back and healthy.
How early? Because they have been mediocre since the All-Star break.
That's what I'm saying.
In terms of their record. They also have not been healthy all season. And they have not had that lineup together.
But it didn't matter. They kept getting contributions from different guys. They're not getting any contributions. I guess Leury's playing pretty well. Moncada has been playing well. I don't want to throw him under the bus because he made a terrible base-running blunder. And his defense has been pretty good, too. Here's the problem. Like, Steve told us that this was going to be the best bullpen in baseball. And I had that whole idea of
right.
the Royals and all. And I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
Does that suddenly occur when you get in a playoff situation?
Well, I think things change. Maybe people's, that kind of hard to describe feeling of intensity or whatever it is in Craig Kimbrell's head that changes, it seems, when he's not in the ninth inning and pitches in the eighth. Maybe that's different in the postseason. Maybe everybody raises their level a notch. Maybe everybody's intensity, maybe they are able to flip a switch. Maybe that's where Tony La Russa does his thing. I don't know.
312-644-6767. Listen, you can watch the show live on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, and there you can watch the show. You can subscribe to our channel, interact with other scoreheads. It's all live. And of course, we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. But if you get a chance to get on Twitch, you can take advantage of that opportunity to see David's costume change.
I did.
You had a costume change.
I had a costume change. Yeah, it went totally zing-zang on you. I figured I had to at least show you what the T-shirt. I didn't bring the T-shirt. There's an extra one laying around. This is my zing-zang cottony T-shirt.
You just managed to steal a second zing-zang shirt.
That's what I did. I think I did. I'll give it to my son, maybe, because I don't want to return it to whoever it was. I mean, it was just sitting there waiting to be worn. So I thought, I was talking about the shirt. Molly, you can tell people, but it's better to show them, right?
That's good. Especially look at Ray. Ray's got one. Ray's waving his Zing Zang shirt.
All right.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is fun stuff. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Ray, are you doing a costume change or are you just going to spin the thing around?
Oh, David, you raised the bar. I might have to go
all
change
Ray.
Now.
You got a mess.
It'll be okay. But if you want to see it, go ahead and jump on the old Twitch. I got to tell you, I'm trying not to overreact to anything with the White Sox. You can tell that maybe my spirits are a little down. I'm really looking forward to talking to Ozzy at 8 o'clock. And hopefully, we can run that by him.
All right.
Well, we can run the 2005 reference by him because I honestly think it's a bad comparison.
He'll remember. Look, that was 16 years ago.
Yes.
And 16 years ago today, Molly, the White Sox lost a game and their lead was cut to a game and a half by the Indians. Okay. Mm-hmm. So September 22nd in 2005, the Indians had closed the gap to a game and a half. And then the White Sox, they won three in a row after that. Then they lost two, and they finished the season with five straight victories. So up until this point, it's a valid comparison because the Sox sort of had their lead cut down to a game and a half. They were up at one point in September, 9.5 games. That was down to a game and a half on September 22nd, 16 years ago today. And then they flipped a switch. However they did it, we'll ask Ozzy.
Yeah.
And they were able to change the course, change the arc of what happened next. And we all remember what happened next. I don't know what happened. I don't know what changed. But up until this point, yeah, that's relatable. That's comparable. But now the Sox have got to change the way they've been playing, frankly, since the All-Star break.
I have very clear memories of the Sox going into the playoffs and playing the Red Sox, and that was the returning champion Red Sox, and the White Sox. You had that blowhard, Eastern Sports Networking guy cheering, oh, and I was just sitting there like, will someone just acknowledge the Sox are in this game? And then the Sox ended up winning that series.
I remember that.
I sat there. I didn't move. My wife looked at me and she said, "What are you doing? Aren't you happy?" And I said, I'm not sure I remember the Sox ever winning a playoff series. Like it was, and then they flashed something on the screen. They hadn't done
they
it
hadn't
since
done
God
it.
Knows when.
I just remember that. I remember covering that game, and that you know you have a lot, ton of memories that come flooding back when you think about the 2005 White Sox. And I guess a lot of them are rooted in Houston. But talking about that postseason, that celebration in the White Sox clubhouse after the Red Sox series victory was memorable because it was cathartic. It was like everybody, they hadn't done this before.
Right.
And oh my gosh, there's Frank Thomas who wasn't available, but he's wearing a hefty bag and everybody's spraying champagne because this was like the beginning of something special.
Right.
And it had been so long since they've been able to do that.
Yeah, it was an incredible run in the, in those playoffs. And, you know, it was a high-energy team and you had contributions all over the place, but it was pitching and it was – it was complete.
It was
games,
starting pitching.
And it was, oh God, it was amazing, and it was just a wondrous thing. And I look forward to talking to Ozzie about it. I worry that that comparison is just the most empty of comparisons. I just don't. And I'm going to ask him if that's an empty comparison. 312-644-6767. Let's get to the phone lines. Scott, excuse me, is in Mantino. Hey, Scott. Scott,
morning, Scott.
You with us, Scotty. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, guys.
Hey, Scott.
Worried about you.
I'm here. Listen, to me, they just look like a like they need a pep talk from Carlos Zambrano or Bob Brenly about being a they look dead. They look like a dead butt team. You know,
yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah, you got to
turn your radio down. Yeah.
Oh boy. Thanks, Scott.
We'll give you a pep talk.
We'll give him a
turn your radio down.
It's okay.
Okay.
Let's stop.
You know, whether it's Brenly or Zambrano, I think Tony La Russa, as a manager,
give him a kick in the rear.
This is a good time to reinforce. You know that it's not August anymore.
Listen, this is not good enough. Would be all I would say, and I would want to hear that speech before the game. Listen. You know, we're putting together a playoff lineup. You want to be on it? Some of you know you are going to be. Others of you are battling for something. Let's see it now.
Right. And the fact that, you know, let's clean up these silly mistakes. Let's stop having dumb errors on the bases. Let's start to clean up our defense. You know, you can't do much about the pitching. The pitching is what it is, and I think is going to be okay. But what you can eliminate are these mental mistakes. And you can be a smarter baseball team.
Well, they really need to be better than they've been. It's been hugely frustrating, and it's been infuriating, frankly, to watch a team play. You know, they're doing right now is getting closer and closer to clinching, and yet they're not. It's like they're kind of, you know what? Is there a chance we back into it? Let's just back into it. Why even bother? It doesn't seem like there is the same sort of impetus that you would need to actually clinch something.
I think the White Sox have been pretty casual, and I think they've been very relaxed. And they have played like a team that has had a 9-game lead for most of the season, and that's difficult to raise your level of intensity when you spent the entire summer on cruise control. But they've got to find that switch, and they've got to be able to flip it.
I think that Rich Mo has an idea. Just send Tony a 4-pack of Zing Zang and see if that fires him up. Dave is in Oak Park. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, was it Mike Royko, or I'm not sure who developed the metric for playoff success by the or playoff failure rather by the number of former Cubs on a team?
The ex-Cub factor.
Ex-Cub factor. Yeah. Sure.
The ex-Cub factor. Are the White Sox? I mean, I love the White Sox, but I mean, are they getting close to that?
So you saying? Let's name names. Dylan Cease isn't good. Come on, he's
Aloy.
Fine. Tapera's coming back. Aloy is.
I'm just.
I know. And yeah. Kimbrel, I get.
Is this settled science or?
Yeah. No. I mean, thanks so much for the call, Dave. But no, I'm not going there.
I think that's been.
I thought the Cubs had debunked all that with their own World Series.
Kind of a moot point after the 2016 experience.
We have a texter suggesting they should have made a trade for Jay Hay just for the speech.
Well,
that's what they're lacking. Tony is in Glendale Heights. Hey, Tony.
Actually, it's Wonder Lake, boys. How you doing?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
Good. You know, like you said, Molly, you got to get off the ledge, because if you haven't noticed what's been going on in the last month of the season, just focus on what Tony has been doing. He's got some critical decisions coming up as to who he's actually going to keep on this playoff roster. Because let's face it, Goodwin, Hamilton, Sheets, all these guys are up in the air as far as who they're going to keep.
Adam Engel?
Well, you know, for tell you the truth, forget about Engel, because the guy's been hurt so much that he hasn't achieved yet a certain flow to the game.
Okay, 34
there's a flow
games.
To the game.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. And you need to be ready to going into the playoffs. So what Tony's doing is Tony is testing the waters to see what these guys do under pressure situations. The whole resting Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson is probably fine, but they just want to give other guys an opportunity moving forward. I think once we get to the playoffs, with the exception of Lourdes Garcia, because let's face it, the guy's got to be in the lineup every day. He's going to have to sacrifice a position here or there during the playoffs. But other than that, I think you're going to see a very consistent lineup with a certain approach to the game. Let's all just get to October and see what happens.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
I agree. But I think it's fun to debate the back end of the roster and who makes it and who doesn't. They're not going to win or lose against the Astros based on Adam Engel versus Billy Hamilton.
Yeah, they got no right fielder and they got no DH. I got it. You know who we have?
I'm trying here.
I know, you're doing well. It's Michael Lombardi time. We're going to bring in Michael Lombardi. We'll ask him about preparing an offense for a different quarterback. We'll ask him about guys needing to learn how to block for a different quarterback. Great stuff from Jason Peters yesterday, and we'll run some of it by Michael Lombardi. We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Michael Lombardi.
The mandate has to be, look, until we fix our quarterback position, we're never going to be able to challenge these teams to win, because the rules are set up against the monsters of the Midway. We can't dominate games with defense any longer.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider.
You're supposed to solve all the problems. That's why you're making $6 million a year. You think they're giving you $6 million because they need you to look at your play sheet? Like, seriously, you're not some kid in a basement in Des Moines playing Madden.
Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
If you're Ryan Pace, the general manager of the Bears, you can't possibly watch game highlights. You can't go home on Sunday night, win, lose, or draw, and turn on your TV and watch this game. You just can't do it. You have to say to your wife, look, we're moving to Siberia. We're just going to start hunting the Siberian tigers. I mean, because we can't watch this.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app. And Michael joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, guys. Hope all is well in Chicago.
Well, we want you to take a bow because you called the Bears, you called them the most overrated defense in the league. I'm not kidding. That took off like wildfire. We were all talking about it. And I'm telling you, they acknowledged that they had let themselves down and they played significantly better. You should take a bow.
Yeah, Michael, the Bears were like the Packers. They were motivated by Lombardi.
I doubt that. I think they were motivated by a really bad offensive line of the Cincinnati Bengals, and they could feast on it, you know. But, look, whatever gets the job done gets the job done. I think sometimes, you know, one time Coach Belichick and I, we went to Indiana. This is back in the early 90s, and we had lunch and dinner with Coach Knight, and he really made a great point. He said, you know, if we could just keep the players from reading the press clippings, we might be able to get through to them every single week and have a better week. And I think ultimately we get the success of any team becomes a martini. It intoxicates you into believing you're better than you really are. The Washington football team on defense, I mean, everybody goes all Dick Vitale on how great they are on defense. And the last 2 weeks, they've given up 400 yards. I mean, so there's perception and reality. Somebody's got to be the reality coach.
Offensively, you know, they need the reality is that this week could be Justin Fields' first NFL start. I think we'll hear more in the injury report today. Andy Dalton has a bone bruise reportedly. Michael, we know the situation. So how big of a challenge is this for Matt Nagy now? As much as you may welcome this young first-round draft pick with all this potential and immense talent, but isn't the onus on him now to adjust your scheme and thinking and tailor your game plan around his skill set?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, look, and it's going to be a challenge because the problem is the strength of the Browns defense isn't in their scheme. It's not going to be complicated. They're going to play their stuff is what they do. But where it gets really complicated is trying to block Garrett, trying to block Clowney, trying to block all their defensive linemen. And with the Bears' limitations in their offensive line, this is really becomes the biggest issue. And you're going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. You're going to have to make some decisions where you're going to really have to try to run the football effectively. And I think ultimately that will be, if you start the rookie quarterback, that'll be his biggest challenge to see if he could do that. I mean, you're going to have to find a way to make plays down the field in the passing game. I mean, whether it's Andy Dalton, who averages 5.4 yards per attempt, or whether it's Justin Fields, you've got to find a way to make chunk plays. If you don't, it's hard to move the ball consistently against a good defensive front.
When we look at the idea of Fields starting over Dalton, and it seems obvious that Dalton has a knee injury and will be out for a little bit, we'll see how much they try to hide that or how that works out. But I got to tell you, Jason Peters talked yesterday, and he talked about the difference and blocking between the two guys. He talked about when he blocked for Michael Vick and how you have to be aware and how you have to help them with what you know is going on behind you. How different is it when you're dealing with a guy? See, I think you're absolutely right. Him holding the ball is going to be a problem. Him taking off is going to be an answer, a solution to that problem.
Yeah, I think it's – well, what it does is when you have Justin Fields and you want to play cover two man on third down, which a lot of teams like to play, especially against a quarterback who doesn't run, You know, you can't run that. You can't play cover two because everybody's back's turned to the quarterback. The Browns are more of a zone concept team. They'll play some man, obviously, but when they play against good passing teams like the Chiefs, they tend to play more zone. When you play Justin Fields, you really should be playing zone. You have to have all eyes on the quarterback. You can't let him – you can't turn your back on him and give him a 35-yard run because that'll be the biggest run of the day. I mean, last week he had 30 yards rushing, you know, and he scored a touchdown. So you've got to be able to keep all eyes on the quarterback. And spying, really, I don't think it ever works unless you have the right guy to spy. I think what Baltimore did with Patrick Mahomes is a better course of action. It's what we call a layer pass rush, where you rush three and then you layer a guy in to fit into the rush to where he can keep the quarterback contained in the pocket. But for Fields, I think if he plays, they've got to do a really good job of having enough plays that can be successful and repeat them, and they've got to find a way to make a play down the field. They don't have a receiver on the team right now that averages over 10 yards a catch. I mean, Marcus Goodwin's got 11, but I mean, Mooney's at 8'4", Robinson's at 7'4". They've got to find a way to make plays down the field.
Michael, if Justin Fields does play on Sunday as expected, do you think we'll end up being more impressed by his running ability or his throwing ability after the game?
I think he'll be more impressed with his playmaking ability. I think he'll show signs of being able to make plays. I think he'll disappoint you with some throws, and I think his athleticism will really make Bears fans feel like, okay, we've got a quarterback that can move. Now we got to make him a quarterback. You know, and I think that he, you know, what we're going to see on Sunday is more of a single wing quarterback than a true quarterback, you know. And I think that's just because of the process and the youth in the player and how Nagy works around his scheme. You know, and see what he can do in terms of attacking the Browns. But they've got to protect, and he's got to use his feet. They've got to be able to move him in that pocket and utilize his skill set as an athlete, because that's the one thing the Browns are worried about. The Browns are worried about him moving around.
It's interesting. I talked to a scout who said that the Bengals had a worse offensive line situation than the Bears, if that's possible. And now this is a significantly better offensive line. They've got an injury on their line. There were kind of four of the five starters, but that changes what you have to do against them. The Bears are hoping Eddie Goldman is back because he would help with trying to stop the run. What's the priority for this defense this week? That they have to get, you know, the Bears have an incredible record when Mac gets a sack. They actually are pretty good. Is it about being able to get to the quarterback? Is it more about stopping the run here?
It really is. When you play in Cleveland, you have to get the lead because Cleveland's offense is generated by their play-action pass scheme. And when they have to play from behind and utilize a drop-back pass scheme, they're not very effective. But when they can run the football and they can play-action pass, they're tough. They're tough to handle. And it's hard to get a lead on them early in the game. I mean, Houston had a 14-7 lead. They came back on them. And then they took the game over when Tyrod Taylor got hurt. But I think that you have to be able to stop the run. You've got to put the onus on Baker Mayfield to be a quarterback from the pocket. You see, he has so many throws that he makes that our guys are wide open. I mean, literally wide open. They're easy throws, and he does a really good job of controlling what they do. But Stefanski's offense fits him perfectly. I think what Bear fans will see on Sunday is the perfect match between a quarterback skill set and the offense highlighting that skill set. And I think that that's what the Browns, the one decision they made really effectively is when they put Stefanski in that head coaching chair, it married the two best things they had, Mayfield and the system. And all of a sudden now people think Mayfield's actually way better than he really is. And he's a good player, don't get me wrong, but the scheme really enhances him. And for the Bears, they're going to have to play their best run defense of the year. And they have so far. I mean, the Bears, the longest run they've given up so far is 15 yards. I mean, they average, you know, the Rams wanted to run the ball. They just couldn't do it as well. They made big plays in the game. This Browns team is you got to start with Chubb. Chubb's one of the best backs in all of football. He might be the best back in all of football in terms of as a runner, not as a weapon, as a runner. And then they bring Hunt in, and he just runs with great power. And this offensive line is physical. This will be the biggest challenge for Bears is handling that offensive line and handling that run game.
Michael, help us out. Bears are 0-for-5 on fourth down this year. And Sunday they were facing 4th-and-1 at the 32, 50-yard field goal. It was a 7-0 game. They went for it because the metrics said to go for it, and they should always go for it on 4th-and-1 according to those numbers. They failed, and they turned it over. Is that always the right call? Or in a defensive football game like that one turned out to be, should you take the points when you are given the opportunity?
Well, I mean, 50-yarders are never automatic, right? And if you miss a 50-yarder, I think it's a turnover. I think anytime you miss a field goal outside of 40 yards, it should count in the turnover takeaway column. I mean, it just should, because you've given the ball up 7 yards from the spot of where you actually had it before. I think a lot of these analytics have to be layered into the game, you know, and I think when you look at the Bengals front was pretty good. I mean, the Bengals were hard to move out of there. And when you watch that tape, I mean, the Bengals defense is no slouch. I mean, the Bengals defense played well enough to win that game, you know, and I think that you have to watch the game and really make a judgment of the game as you're going along. It just can't be a universal, here's what we're doing. There's always two factors in every single game: who's in the lead and who's in control. And I think analytics has to layer in that. I think it's clearly the case. And then also, you know, I don't know what happened in pregame, but what was the kicker? What was Santos doing in pregame? Was he making 50-yarders with regularity? Did you feel good about him in pregame? If that's the case, that offsets some of the analytics. So you've got to take all this information. That's why I get so upset with Nagy. He spends so much time looking at his play sheet that he has to be the chief figure-out officer to figure out all these variables, and he just can't rely on one. Okay, analytics says let's go for it. No, let's watch the game and decide, and let's watch the kicker and let's decide. You can't just go with Chris Tabor's recommendation, because all special teams coaches want to kick it. You know, and you've got to kind of layer all those things in, and it's a challenge. I don't think it's black and white. I really don't.
We'll let you go. They won the game because they got takeaways. They had 3 consecutive interceptions at one point. They had a fumble recovery, forced a fumble and recovered it, and they won the turnover battle. Can you rely on such a thing? I mean, obviously, if they get 4 turnovers a week, they're going to be awful hard to beat.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they're going to have to play, because I don't see this offense being explosive at all, whether Dalton's the quarterback or Fields. It just hasn't been in Nagy's forte. I mean, I know he's an offensive guru, but it just hasn't been they haven't been an explosive offense. I mean, I think Bears fans, as much as they may hate me, they might would at least admit that, you know, that they're just not an explosive offense. And they haven't been that creative as an offense. I mean, once he gets past the script, then we're off to something else. So I think they got to win games with defense. I mean, look, here's the thing. We've played 2 games in the National Football League this year. You got to sit down in your office and say, okay, how do we have to play to win this game? And one of the things the Bears must do is not turn the ball over.
Very true. Thanks so much, Michael. Always a joy. Thanks, really guys. Appreciate it.
Great stuff, Michael.
Bye-bye. Yep.
That is Michael Lombardi, and we should tell you that he, of course, Odyssey NFL Insider and Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on Odyssey.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Money, 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 money.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, Joe Ostrowski. This segment is brought to you by PointsBet. And, of course, Joe joins us on the Score guest line, which is it's powered by the fine folks at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe, of course, is our man. How are you, buddy? What's going on?
Doing fantastic. I'm getting word this morning that Vegas odds makers have pulled the World Series odds for the White Sox because they don't deserve it, according to my
Ouch. Ouch, Joe. Wow.
Painful.
Yeah, is painful.
How about that? I realized that this morning as I was listening to your conversation about the Sox and their struggles recently. There are a lot of White Sox fans that are sweating out this win total. It was set for months and months. All right, if I bet the over, I'm good. Now, in their last 11 games, to hit the over, the White Sox have to go 6-5 just to get the over on the win total.
Wow. That's possible, don't you think? No? I mean,
it is.
Okay.
Well, it is. I'm
6-5.
I would not bet that. Right. I mean, I would not touch the win total. Okay, Joe. So the Bears are getting 7. I think it started at 7 in the hook. That means Justin Fields is worth half a point?
I think it's more about the speculation with Baker Mayfield and his health and some of the injuries that Cleveland has dealt at wide receiver. But I also think there's a little bit of that. I have talked to some odds makers before we got to this situation, and the belief was that before making a start in the NFL, that Justin Fields was worth a little bit more to the point spread than Andy Dalton.
Interesting. Joe, I've maintained that this week is bigger or as big for Matt Nagy as it is for Justin Fields. And I also feel like as Bears fans, as a media covering this team, they'll get some more believers once they beat a team they shouldn't. But historically, Matt Nagy's not very good as the underdog, is he?
It's interesting because in these three games, you're going from one of the best in McVay to now one of the worst in Zach Taylor. And now you're going against the reigning coach of the year in Stefanski. So I was thinking about this since 2019. He's really struggled in these big spots when they're the big underdog going in. And when the point spread's inside of a field goal, I look at it usually like it's a coin flip situation. And every single weekend in the NFL, we see some of these big upsets. In week one, Pittsburgh was a 6.5-point underdog. They won outright. The Cowboys, first game of the year, they were a 9-point underdog. It was very close, came down to the final second. Last weekend, Titans go to Seattle as 6.5-point dogs. They win. Vegas goes to Pittsburgh as 5.5-point underdogs, and they win. Over the last two-plus years, so since 2019, there have been 14 games when Matt Nagy's team has been an underdog by more than a field goal. So you're expected to lose. You're expecting a losing record. Okay, 14 games. They are 1-13 straight up in those 14 games. And the point spread is the great equalizer. So naturally, the record isn't going to be that bad, right? 2-12 against the spread.
Wow.
They have not been competitive in games they are expected to lose over the last two-plus years. Now, the context, obviously, a lot of that was Mitchell Trubisky and a little bit of Nick Foles last year. But for me, I want to see if the team shows up because the last two-plus years hasn't happened.
That's a staggering statistic, frankly. Fields now moving up in Rookie of the Year, is that accurate?
Yes. He's the second favorite before making a start.
That's just Bears fans, right?
Well, I think that's more about Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. It looks so terrible.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, he had four interceptions in his first 10 passes against Belichick's defense last week. These rookie quarterbacks, none of them have won a game unless they're facing each other, which happened last week with the Patriots and Jets. So since we don't know what Fields is yet, that's what people are betting into. He went from plus 700 to plus 400 the other day. Mac Jones is a favorite everywhere. Plus 190. He looks like the best of the bunch so far.
Joe, the Bears want a betting lounge at Soldier Field, but until they get that, there's another big game there Saturday. What do you think for Notre Dame and Wisconsin?
Yeah, we haven't seen this one. Well, I wasn't alive, but 1964, the last time these two teams played. Wisconsin favored by 6.5. Badgers coming off the bye. Get used to it, Irish fans. They have six opponents that have set up their bye right before the Notre Dame game. And Paul Chris coming off the bye is a win percentage of 740 throughout his career. Wisconsin, a great run defense. The Irish have had troubles with their run game so far this year. But looking back to last week, you have to be a little bit optimistic because they didn't have any turnovers against Purdue. And their defense, you know, some improvement. They didn't give up the big plays that we saw over the first couple of weeks. So I'll be looking at Notre Dame plus 6.5. I think that number is just a bit too high.
You know, MVP in the NFL, there's been a movement there, huh?
Yeah. At the top, now it's Mahomes, Brady, and Kyler Murray. He's up there.
Wow.
At the top, yeah. At points bet, he's plus 750. A lot of other books have it basically a three-way tie. It's going to be amazing. At the end of the year, as long as Brady stays healthy, we're going to be talking about Mahomes and Brady just shattering every single regular season record. And if Brady's doing that, I don't know if he sets a touchdown record this year. I don't know how he doesn't win the MVP. In the other direction, Joe Burrow, after his game against the Bears, goes from 50-1 to 100-1. Carson Wentz, another ugly performance. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, that guy was going to win the MVP. Now he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. He goes from 50-1 to 200-1.
Wow.
Joe, lest we forget real quick, the Ryder Cup is this weekend with everything else going on.
USA. USA. That's where I'm going. They're minus 190.
Brooksy.
Oh, all the drama. They made up, Mully. It's fine.
Nothing to see here.
Nine of the top 10 golfers in the world are USA. Come on.
Well, that's it. That's it. So the case for Europe is history's on their side. They've won 7 of 9, 9 of the last 12 World Cups. Ryder Cups. And they have the best golfer in the world. They have John Rahm on their side. And then you go after that. It's like, we go down to Koepka. He's not even one of the 5 best golfers on the U.S. team right now. Spieth isn't one of their 5 best. DJ, Morikawa, the best iron player in the world. Cantlay, Schauffele, JT, all about USA. I think they win. If you're looking for a prop, top point scorer for Team Europe, Hovland should get plenty of run. He'll participate in a lot of those sessions. He's plus 650.
Great stuff, Joe. As always, wonderful catching up with you. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
This segment, of course, brought to you by PointsBet. We're going to bring Ozzy into the conversation next. Always a joy to talk to Ozzy Guillen, and we will do so when we get back. Mully and Haw on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.